Hi, everyone. Just a quick one today. I'm kind of in a rush, but someone had asked about layouts and how to kind of make those effective. I wasn't sure if it was about like layouts for a cover or for paneling, but I'll just talk about both. For a cover, it makes me remember a J. Scott Campbell article. I think that's who it was. In Comics on Comic Art, really good book. And he talked about how, like, if you're doing a figure, if you can turn that figure into a silhouette and it still works really well and it's dynamic, then that's a good, you know, that's a good figure. And I feel like the same thing applies to covers, is if you can look at it in terms of shapes and color and light, you know, without all the details, then you have a solid cover and a solid layout. And try to think of overall shape and the flow of the image, how the eye directs across it, and then break down the pieces and see how those work individually as shapes and silhouettes or however you need to. And now if we're talking about paneling, you know, a lot of people use just a grid and kind of stick to that. But really the things that you want to think about on a page, regardless of what shapes of panels you're using or anything, any of that, is that you want it to kind of have a flow to it. The same way, like in an overall story or on a page, you know, you have things that are more important than others, so you want to give those a little more room. You want to break up pacing of a story, so maybe, you know, it's little beats instead of like a big bang, you know. So try to play around with the sizes of panels and the way they kind of flow together. Obviously, you want to kind of have a Z pattern across the page where, you know, left to right, without it being too confusing. Oh, please don't have panels overlapping into weird panels, like panel one overlapping into panel four, because just me personally, that will drive me nuts. But I'm sure I've done it too. But, you know, some people get a little out of control with that. Because you want it to go, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, not 1, 4, and then you got to go back and figure out where you're going. Yeah, so, and the way that you frame your panels does a lot too. You know, you might want to make a certain character feel cramped, so you give it a really thin panel or a really small panel where he's kind of shoved into like a little box almost. Or you could give him a lot of room and make him really small and make, you know, it feel like an expansive kind of thing, like he's alone or something. But for overall pacing, really just use, or paneling, use whatever shape of panels that you want, whatever, you know, is unique to you. You don't have to do the grid thing. Though that is oftentimes effective, but, try to think of it like music, or like a movie, how a movie is structured and has a climax. You can do that with the overall story, kind of like if you look at Frank Miller's Batman. You know, he did the first, I don't know, 20 pages or something of just a bunch of little, like 16 panel pages of little tiny grids, and then he had one big splash page, and so that was like a really big deal in the middle of the story. But not every story can be told that way either. But anyway, so I hope some of that kind of makes sense for you, and it's kind of even what I was supposed to talk about. But yeah, and if you have any more questions, just let me know. You can hit me up on Twitter or send me an email or whatever, and I'd be happy to elaborate more on any points. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a great day. Please remember to spend 15 minutes today working on something that propels your career or your life where you want it to go. It's only 15 minutes. You can find that somewhere. And I'll do it too, because I have trouble finding the 15 minutes, but like everybody, but I'll do it. So have a great day, and yeah, there you go. Bye-bye.